Agriculture Minister George Eustace addressed NFU Scotland's council meeting. Minister, you said that you would be asking HMRC to have forbearance with dairy farmers who were suffering difficulties. What do you mean by that, and how would it work?
Well, the HMRC does have in place procedures internally that enable it to show forbearance to particular sectors or individual businesses that are suffering financial distress as a result of, for instance, a sudden change in their fortunes as a result of market changes. And we've made clear as DEFRA to HMRC that the dairy industry is in a particularly difficult position. Many dairy farmers had a very good year last year, and so we'll be faced with an instalment, tax instalment in June, that's quite high, and that'll come just at a time when they've had to weather a difficult winter. So we're very conscious of the pressure on cash flow at the moment for dairy farmers, and that's why we've asked the HMRC to show forbearance. And obviously the HMRC want to look at the circumstances of individual businesses. They don't just do this automatically, but they are conscious of the fact there's an issue here, and I hope they'll look at it favourably.
So would farmers possibly have their tax deferred in particular situations of difficulty?
That's right. That's the type of thing that HMRC have always had in place, that where there's a particular reason for a business not being able to pay a tax bill on time, they can show some forbearance, they can defer it, they can take it in instalments, for instance, and that's the kind of thing we're encouraging them to look at when it comes to the dairy industry, because they've had a very difficult time. Despite having a good year last year, prices have been very low now over the last 6 months or so, and farmers are going to have a difficult time getting through the winter with such low prices.
Potato farmers are also struggling. Will they be given the same approach?
Well, as I said, this is an approach that HMRC have that's open to all businesses. We've not flagged particular issues in the potato farming sector, because I think when it comes to dairy, the problems have generally been more acute, and some of the potato growers tend to be larger businesses that have got a bit more resilience anyway. But look, if there are potato farmers that have faced particular issues, of course it's open to them to open that kind of dialogue with the HMRC.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.